Hello and welcome to the 9th season of All About Thailand. And may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Now, the place I want to talk about today is Nakhon Phnom. It is so beautiful, so rich in heritage, and also so great to be on the side of the Mekong River. And the other side is Laos. It's got influences from Vietnam. So come on, let's do it. Well, the great thing about Nakhon Phnom is not only the fact that you've got the Mekong River and you've got like a little bridge that you can pass over, or the Thais can pass over into Laos, there is the cycleways, and they are amazing. It reminds me a little bit of Shan Kan, because there's loads of people on bikes, and you can hire the bikes for between 30 and 40 baht for the day. And I think that is really, really good value that you've got there. And it's really interesting. You can just pedal along the whole length of the promenade and just stop off when you want. One of the other things I like about Thailand is the fact there's just so many airports everywhere. Nakhon Phnom has an airport, and you can fly from Bangkok, you can fly from Dong Mong to go to Nakhon Phnom. It is brilliant. This is the thing about Thailand, is its transport is so easy. You could go by taxi, you could go by bus. It's just so simple. And in trains as well, for getting around Thailand, getting to see these beautiful places, it's just so easy traveling. Well, we're getting on to the hotels, and you know, I do like the hotels in Thailand. They are such a good standard, you know. But I was trying to think where we stayed now. I know we stayed on the Mekong River, by the Mekong River, and there are plenty of places to stay on the Mekong River. But I think we paid something like the equivalent of £11 for the night, you know. And this hotel was beautiful. It's obviously been up a while, probably about sort of 30 odd years. But the design wise, and the fact that what we liked about it was we're right facing the Mekong River with such a beautiful view. And you can the noises from Laos, I call this. Now, when we're up at home, up in San Khom, we hear the noises from Laos. The noises from Laos wake me up in the morning, to be honest. And it's the same kind of noises that we had when we were in Nakhon Phnom. And that sort of like made me chuckle. But they do have they have really nice bathrooms, and waters are supplied. Obviously, you can't drink the tap waters. And in this one that we were in, I still can't remember the name of it. It actually had cans and chocolate as well, which is unusual. It actually had chocolate in there, and the idea with these fridges, you know, that you eat what you eat and you drink what you drink, and then when the room service comes round, let's say when you're out or whatever, they will top it up again, and then you'll obviously you'll get like a little bill which you just take down to reception and pay, you know. But the standard of the hotels are really good, and there's quite a few sort of hotels really to choose from. Like I said, we paid something like £11, but you can pay more. In fairness, the further you get out, you tend to have the resort hotels, and they tend to cost a little bit more. But in all fairness, you know, if you're staying around about this time of the year, and you're staying in, actually in the Kompolon, right in the town, right by the Mekong River, then, you know, your prices are going to be well under £30 sterling per night. So that really is good. And I just love the standard, from what I can remember, the breakfast was fabulous. It was like a buffet breakfast, which was really nice. And we were just so pleased that we went. Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. And thank you ever so much for listening. And I'd like to put out a big thank you to all our existing listeners as well. Now, our merchandise on Spring is moving at a fast rate. And I know that you're loving the baseball caps, hoodies and everything, and getting the All About Thailand out there. And the All About Thailand special edition podcast is going really well, which is subscription based, which I'll give a little bit more detail about my life in Thailand. Well, with things that you can actually do in the Kompolon is, you know, I've mentioned that you've got the promenade, and you've got obviously right by the side of the Mekong River. You can walk, you can run, and of course you can cycle as well. That is a wonderful thing to do. And there's a really interesting Catholic church, and it's located a little bit further down the river, towards Friendship Bridge, I would say. And it's called St. Anna Nong Thinh Church. And it's a beautiful church. And of course, there's just so much sort of culture. It shows in the clothes, in the way people are, and the food. And there's so many places that you can buy this beautiful clothing as well. And of course, you've got all the daytime markets as well, where you find that you've got people by the side there on the promenade. They're selling fish and locally caught fish, obviously the Mekong River fish and everything else like that. And it is just such a beautiful thing to see. And of course, you've got the night markets. And the great thing about the night markets is you can go out, do your shopping and going about, and you can get some food, and then you can relax in a bar with a few beers and just listen to live bands. It really doesn't get any better than that. And you've got the NKP indoor market, which is a two-story, from what I remember, and that was good. And you can go and wander and have a look at this the Vietnamese Memorial Clock Tower, which you can see pretty much from everywhere. And it was built in the 1960s by the Vietnamese people that were living in the town. And the Mekong River, being the Mekong River, you can take a Mekong River cruise as well. We've done this, not in La Kompolon, but we have done this a number of times, and we have actually really liked it. And there's loads of churches. I said the one church that you had, but there's loads of churches all over Thailand, which is really, really amazing. There's a good few in Bangkok as well. And then you can, you know, if you want to take a day out, you're not that far away from Friendship Bridge, and you can go into Friendship Bridge and go into Lao. So that is really amazing. And, you know, and at the hotels, like I said, and you've got all this. Now, in the next section, what I want to talk about is the the bars and the nightlife. Well, I suppose you're all wondering what the nightlife is like. We actually really like the nightlife in Accompanon. We went to the Safe House. That was really good. We had some really, really, really good food. It's just the bands. We love the bands so much. But there's the idea of the restaurants that seem to be here is really sort of, it's all about the music, the character of the place, and the food. And the food is absolutely fantastic. You can get Falang food, you can get Thai food as well. But we went on to this other bar called the Rum Bar, and obviously by its name we went and had quite a few rums, and we really did enjoy it. But there are these bars have so many, I could call them flavors, so many different flavors, so many different types, so many different themes. But if you'd like something really romantic, is get yourself to the High Bar, which is like a rooftop. Obviously, the clue is in the name, and you just get such a beautiful look over the Mekong River, and it's just so romantic. And there are plenty of other bars. If you would like to meet people, you can meet people, and just generally relax. Now, we're coming up to the end of the podcast now, and I've got a story, and I know how much you love the stories. Well, this story goes back to when we were in Accompanon, and we were walking along the seafront, and they actually had some 3D sort of drawings. They were really amazing. And I took a photograph. I can't find this photograph now. And it's of Kung standing on like this rock, and it looked like there's just loads of sort of a big drop and loads of fire. And there was also like there was these pictures of like sharks and fishes trying to come out of the icy ponds, and it was just all very clever. And one of the biggest shames was that I never actually got to see who did them and how they were done. It would have been good to actually see that, but we never actually got around to it. But anyway, it was well worth it. So anyway, we are at the end of the podcast now, and thank you ever so much for listening, and it leaves me with nothing more to say than stay safe, love you all.